Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose, and I'd like to welcome you to Transformation Tuesday. In the next 10 minutes, it's really my sincere desire to plant a seed within you and nourish you with words that will cultivate that seed and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Now, something tells me if you're joining me this morning, you've made a decision that you're ready to start living your life in full bloom. So let's get started. You know, with Mother's Day fast approaching, I got to thinking just how much the act of mothering is a part of our everyday lives, even for those of you who are not mothers. If you're a woman, chances are by default you're spending a great deal of time mothering others in one way or another. It could be mothering your own children, your extended family, neighbors, your nieces, your nephews, coworkers, your significant other, and for many, we find ourselves at some point in our lives mothering our own parents when they are no longer able to care for themselves. And with all this mothering going on, many of you have found yourself negligent of mothering the one person you need to mother most, yourself. Now, with that said, today's Transformation Tuesday is all about learning to mother yourself. In preparing for this morning's talk, I went back to the basics and I pulled out the dictionary and looked up the definition of the word mother. Now, not the noun mother, but the verb mother. And by definition, the word mother means to bring up with care and affection and to give birth to. I want you to keep these two definitions in mind, to bring up with care and affection and to give birth to. As a mother for myself, I know most of you have spent years just as I have, providing care, affection, encouragement, forgiveness, unconditional love, guidance to our children, because there's nothing more we as mothers want for our loved ones than to have a foundation built on unconditional love, care, and affection, encouragement, forgiveness, because we know that these elements fortifies them with the resolve, with the faith and the belief that the world we created for them is a safe place for them not only to connect with but to walk in their destiny. And while this is all good, somewhere along the way, we forgot to provide this very foundation of care, affection, forgiveness, encouragement for ourselves. We unknowingly allowed our well of personal potential to dry up when we started mothering others. Now let's look at that definition again, to bring up with care and affection. When I consider the hundreds of women I've come into contact with over the years, most have mastered the art of providing care and affections to others, but sadly, just as many are guilty of not consistently showing themselves care and affection. We neglect ourselves. Too often, we as women will endure weeks, months, years, and even, unfortunately, a lifetime of personal neglect, because we were conditioned to believe it's our job to care for everyone else, even if it means our own needs go unmet. And to make matters worse, we silence our voice about our own dissatisfaction, believing it's taboo, or reflects on us being an unworthy person or unsensitive person. Now, the paradox in taking a vow of silence regarding our personal needs have led to some pretty alarming statistics. Over 12 million women are diagnosed with depression each year. Nearly 13 million women are diagnosed with an anxiety disorder each year. Women experience anxiety and depression twice as often as men. Even with these alarming statistics, there's some good news. Actually, there's some great news. You don't have to become a statistic. And even if you have found yourself among these statistics at one time or another in your life, today is the day you can say no more. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you 3 steps you can implement to start mothering yourself and start living your life in full bloom. Clients I've had over the years are amazed with the fact that when they finally give themselves permission to honor their voice, to express their true feelings, to forgive themselves, to nurture and care for themselves, a new world opens up to them, a new reality. They challenge that irrational belief that they no longer matter. Isn't it about time that you start living the life you've always advocated for your children? Think about that. It's nothing short of hypocritical for us to desire a life for our children that we don't insist upon for ourselves. This brings me to the second part of the definition of mother, to give birth to. So in a literal sense, this definition is referring to the act of childbirth. But from a spiritual perspective, giving birth to our children is just the beginning of the story. Our lives were intended to be a continuous journey of giving birth to new beginnings, new ideals, new heights, new accomplishments. But sadly, too many believe that once that umbilical cord is cut, the process of giving birth is complete. I've been treating clients now for over 16 years, and I can tell you, the overwhelming number of people that have sought help from me are not individuals with one foot off the ledge wanting to end it all. They are not psychotic individuals who've had a break with reality. The majority of people who come to me for coaching and counseling are individuals just like you and me, functioning well on the outside, but on the inside there is a gnawing, nagging feeling that there has to be something more to life than going to jobs they can't stand, living paycheck to paycheck, staying in relationships that died years ago, watching years go by with no real personal movement. Allow me to draw on an analogy of giving birth definition. I want to draw on that analogy. I'm here to tell you that this feeling of discontent you feel is much like the labor pains you feel in the process of giving birth when the urge comes to push. Now that there has to be something more to life is your gut telling you it's time for you to push through the seed state you've been in far too long. It's time for you to bloom. The birth of a new mindset, a new consciousness, it's now. It happens right now. I'm here to tell you this gestation period of self-denial, mediocrity you've been in is over. The labor pains have begun. Your contractions are becoming closer and closer with no break in between. You're crippled with discomfort. And it's time for you to bear down and push through. The time is now for you to make a decision to take that final push and give birth to a new reality for yourself. With that said, here are your three steps to start mothering yourself. Step one, just as a mother always forgives, accepts, and loves her child, forgive yourself for the years of unconscious living you've engaged in. Accept that there was much to be gained in those years, and the lessons learned is what will ultimately allow the seed we planted today to take root and bloom. Love yourself enough to acknowledge when you know better, you do better. Step two, release the mentality. Oftentimes when we tell ourselves, I will be happy when, we deny ourselves the beauty of the moment. This I will be happy when lie, I'll be happy when the bills are paid, when the kids are independent, when I find that special person. I call this the when-tality mentality. This perfect time you're waiting for does not exist. Stop waiting for the perfect time to do what you know you need to do today. The only perfect time is now. Step three, rediscover you. Undeniably, you may have lost connection with your authentic self in the process of mothering others, but that unique, passion-filled, destiny-driven person still resides within you, waiting to be reignited. Next week, we will discuss more about ways to rediscover you, but for now, make a commitment to give birth to new interests. Just like the mother invests in her children, it's time for you to invest in yourself. It's time. Now is the time for you to bear down and push through. In closing this morning, I'd like to express sincere gratitude for each and every one of you joining me for today's Transformation Tuesday. I want to ask if you can please invite your friends to join us same time next week, and please forward any comments or questions or requests to my email at drrosemolton@gmail.com. And visit my website at www.drrosemolton.com to join my mailing list. Lastly, for a limited time, my latest book, Bloom, 7 Steps to Personal Transformation, is available for a special price, which will include weekly motivational text messages with that purchase. Again, thank you. Thank you all for honoring me with your time this morning. Now get out there and start living your life in full bloom.